Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is a 21, almost 22-year member of our Brain Trust, Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. He is the author of the annual report. Now, I think it's probably 125 years he's been publishing this. The 10,000 Commandments. It's all about the regulatory state, and I'm glad to say that this, I'm pretty sure this is our 22nd edition of reporting on that. Wayne Cruz, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. Yeah, it's crazy. It's been a long time. This is a report that I started back at Citizens for a Sound Economy back in the 90s,
yeah,
and then went to work in the Senate for Phil Graham, the Texas senator, started it back up at Competitive Enterprise Institute, and where I am now, and that's where it really, really took off. And just in a nutshell, you know, as much as the federal government spends, and you know, now this year, the debt is going to be $4 trillion, which was is bigger than the entire budget was only 3 years ago.
Yeah.
The entire budget was $4 trillion. Now the deficit is $4 trillion.
You say the debt, you meant
as much as you may hate how much it spends, you can always look it up, but the problem has been different with regulation, and that's kind of the goal in 10,000.
Well, that's what I was telling the audience before you got here, that you've taught us that the regulatory spending is bigger than the government spending.
That's right. That's right. I think the regulatory enterprise is much bigger, and one thing I'll say off the bat is under President Trump, it's been a very, very different situation in terms of attempting to cut regulations, you know, and put in place this one-in, two-out effort, and he's been doing this now for 3 years successfully. And anytime an agency wanted to issue a new rule, it had to cut or reduce other regulations. Now, he's successfully done that. I didn't, in the initial version of the report, I didn't give appropriate credit this year for what he had done, because it's very hard to cut economically significant rules in order to be able to add something new. So the president can't get rid of regulations on his own. That's the problem.
Right. Got to
have Congress do
but
it. Unfortunately,
but has any president has any president ever gone to the effort that Trump has to abate regulations?
I have to say no, because even with the limited powers that the president has to cut rules, he's done so much unilaterally within the rule of law. I'm not talking about lawlessness here, like pen and phone. Within the rule of law, he's been able to slow, stop, turn back, initiate new reg reduction processes. You know, you have to go through a whole notice and comment to get rid of a, you know, some small business rule. You
can't and it's important to realize that no child ever, you know, this didn't threaten the wholesome food or milk or whatever. Nobody was ever put in danger. These are, folks, these are things that are promulgated by regulators, by deep state regulators, deep state people.
Mm-hmm.
People who are entrenched, who are trying to hold on to their little fiefdoms. This is where where these regulations come from, isn't it?
Well, just exactly. And let me just put it this way: in terms of holding back that state, Trump this year in calendar year year 2019, fewer than 3,000 regulations. Now, remember, a lot of Trump's regulations are regulations to undo regulations, okay? But fewer than 3,000, that's never happened before, Jim.
Yeah.
The regulations were in the 5,000s back in the 90s. They were in the 7,000s back in the 70s. So it's never been done that way, quite that way before. And he had even noted himself, but I'd verified this in 10,000 Commandments, cut more pages in the Federal Register and the number of rules much faster even than Reagan did. Mm-hmm. So it's been very, very significant in that regard. And that's not to say Trump doesn't have his own regulation impulses. He does. You know, right. We've talked about some of those before, and trade and social media and whatnot. But mm-hmm. in terms of the daily operations of that deep state administrative apparatus, I just haven't seen anything like it, and I hope to see it continue.
How much of that regulatory abatement, resetting mm-hmm. of the regulatory state, how much of that do you think contributed to the economy we had pre-pandemic?
Right. You know how a lot of times you'll hear commentators or business people on television or in print, whatever, will say, you know, there's too much uncertainty. We don't know what to do. There's too mm-hmm. much uncertainty. A big contributor to uncertainty can be the regulatory state. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what the Environmental Protection Agency is going to smack you with.
When the other shoe's going to drop.
Right. And if you remember under Obama, we had other rules we talked about on employment issues. Right.
Hey, Wayne, hold on to that thought. I want you to pick back up on that when we come back after the break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. It's 20 Till, right back with Wayne Cruz with his 10,000 commandments on the landscape of the regulatory state. After the break, 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.